Our new series, The Caregivers, has been spotlighting North Texans who navigate the challenges of caregiving. It's part of Kate Yari's mental health project, On Our Minds. In the fourth chapter of this series, Kate Yari's Courtney Collins talks with Saida Hassan about her reporting process and some voices that didn't make it into the stories.
Saida, thanks for sitting down with me.
Hey, Courtney. Happy to be here.
So many family caregivers are doing this work for free. What did you learn about the economic contributions of caretakers?
We dove into the data from a recent AARP study, and it found that in 2017, there were about 41 million family caregivers across the country. Together, their unpaid labor provided about $470 billion in economic value.
Wow.
And looking at the demographics of this group, the majority of family caregivers are women, but men now make up about 40%. And about a fourth of those caregivers are actually millennials. So more than half of millennial family caregivers are Black, Latino, or Asian American. A lot of them do things like handle medication, make appointments, and work with insurance companies. And they do it without formal training. So it can be a stressful and isolating experience.
One of the people we meet in this series is a man named Tech Guerrero who lives in Dallas. Now, he spent the last few years caring for his mother who has dementia. How has Tech's life changed since taking on his caregiver role?
Tech has left his full-time office job in order to be more hands-on with his mother's care. And the data shows many caregivers like him find themselves scaling back on work as their duties grow. And Tech and his husband have convinced Tech's mother, Maria Luisa, to leave her home in Mexico City and move in with them in Dallas. She still has insurance there in Mexico City, so Tech has actually traveled across the border multiple times, sometimes with his mother, to visit with specialists and restock medication. I caught up with the family after a recent trip to Mexico City.
It was about mental health, connecting with her diverse group of friends, and it was about feeling some TLC, you know, for talking about memories and talking about her new life cycle here in the States with her two sons.
This all takes a lot of planning and time management, and Tech says he continues to learn every day, and he tries to be forgiving with himself.
We also heard from Fort Worth resident Debbie Spruill. She shared that her 30-year-old son is living with schizophrenia.
That's right. He was diagnosed about 10 years ago, and Debbie says she didn't know a lot about the condition, and she's tried to learn as much as she could.
He started having issues probably when he was about 17 and a half, 18. He was like paranoid about a lot of things. Someone's bugging my phone, or if he bought certain foods, he would look at it and say, well, this is not my food.
Debbie's son with schizophrenia still lives with her, though the rest of her children have moved out. And Debbie says he doesn't take his medication consistently, so his behavior can be unpredictable.
How has Debbie's role as caregiver affected the rest of her family?
Well, I spoke with another one of Debbie's sons, Justin Haley, after church one day, and he says it's been tough to see his brother struggle.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to get through to him. So it just depends on the state that he's in at the time. But when he's doing good, you know, he remembers things and we can have conversations about past experiences and memories and stuff. So that kind of helps.
Justin says his brother's mental health is something the rest of the family is always thinking about.
We have to kind of incorporate how he is now into everything that we do. So it's just like if we make a plan, we have to make sure he's okay, you know, so it's just kind of hard.
Justin and Debbie attend the same church in Burleson, and that gives them a chance to catch up every week, and they find a lot of strength in their religious community.
You can explore the full Caregiver series on our website, keira.org/caregivers. Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Courtney.